I'm Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. This weekend, Stonewall Jackson Lake State Park is the place to be as we celebrate National Hunting and Fishing Days in West Virginia. We'll take a look at what's going on right after this.
Hello, everybody. I'm Bill Dance. Bass here are beauties, aren't they? But to catch them, you've got to put some thought into every move you make, and that includes using the right equipment, especially your life jacket. Accidents can happen fast, and if you're not wearing your life jacket, well, let's face it, you don't swim near as well as these guys do. That's why the U.S. Coast Guard recommends that you always wear your life jacket. Don't just bring a life jacket, wear it. Remember, you're in command. Boat safely.
This message brought to you by the National Safe Boating Council and the U.S. Coast Guard.
The National Hunting and Fishing Day celebration has become a fall tradition, especially here in West Virginia. Marshall Snediger is in charge of coordinating the big event for the DNR.
National Hunting and Fishing Day was established probably 30 years ago to showcase, it was established by basically the industry, but to showcase to people the activities that are available in hunting and fishing, especially to those people who have never had the opportunity. And it's just a kind of beat your chest activity, and to let people know that, hey, all these wonderful opportunities are out here. And West Virginia was one of the first states to pick up that torch about 25, 35 years ago at French Creek.
Some of the old standards like shotgun wizard John Satterwhite, coyote caller Tom Bechtel, and turkey calling guru Dick Clevenger will be demonstrating their abilities for you. But Snediger says, as always, they have a couple of new attractions.
Traditionally, for example, as far as the fishermen are concerned, we've always concentrated on bass fishing. But this year, for the first time, we have fishing seminars on walleye with a gentleman by the name of Dan Johnson, and he's on the professional walleye trail. And we also have a seminar on crappie fishing by another professional, a fellow by the name of Gary Mason.
On a sad note, there's one who won't be joining us this year. Instinctive archery shooter Stacy Groskup died this week, having been one of the state's most beloved outdoorsmen.
We've been at Stonewall for 10 years, and Stacy was part of the show every year, but also Stacy was part of the show for just about every year for the 25 years it was over at French Creek. And Stacy was always a part of our closing ceremony, and he gave out a message to people about the value of hunting and fishing, but the value of life, the value of faith, and we are all, even if you didn't know him, you're going to miss Stacy Groskup.
He will certainly be missed. Well, it's all happening this Saturday and Sunday at Stonewall Jackson Lake State Park. Admission is $3 for adults and $1 for children. We hope you'll be there to celebrate National Hunting and Fishing Day with us, too. I'm Chris Lawrence, and that is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.